The Generation, written by Holly Cave and read by Imogen Church.
That which we do not bring to consciousness appears in our lives as fate. Carl Jung. Roget's Dictionary, 34th edition, published 2021. Background. Noun. Concise summary of findings from an individual's birth diagnosis. Birth diagnosis. Noun. Genetic blood test conducted on newborns to derive extensive medical and psychological information. Executor. Noun. An individual whose professional occupation is to carry out birth diagnoses and formulate backgrounds. Tag. Noun. A graphene-based identification chip which contains personal information, including criminal records and background data, usually inserted in the neck above the submandibular lymph node. Prologue. Despite the date, spring had not yet arrived in London. The pale petals, tucked neatly inside the buds of the cherry trees, had refused to show their faces, and the people in the streets were similarly shrouded in layers of disguise. Strange eyes did not meet. They were too focused on the perilously icy paving, and for this, Dr. Ellen Nagayama was thankful, because the skin around her own eyes was marbled with the aftermath of hot tears. The ongoing fallout from the takeover 2 years earlier and the preceding years of chaos and poverty made the atmosphere frostier than it was in her youth. Her delicate, yet-to-wrinkle skin stung in the frozen air, and every so often she would stop and hold the tips of her gloved fingers up to her face, trying to press warmth into her cheekbones. Even at this pivotal time in her life, in the very depths of despair, Ellen was irrevocably self-conscious. In the hospital just an hour before, she had been calm and polite so as not to make a scene. She now walked with equal care back along the road to her apartment, cursing herself for not saying the things that had battered against her skull like ravaged demons trying to escape. She took some small pleasure in imagining her alter ego giving the speech of her life to the counter-signatory on the form, the senior medic she had never even met before, who had strolled in, glanced perfunctorily through the text and scribbled his signature before vaguely nodding in her direction and leaving again. Ellen had lay there tensely on the bed, hoping that perhaps he would question her own doctor's judgment, that he might consider raising hers as a case for further discussion. But no, just a signature and a rapid departure, knowingly leaving Ellen to her fate, her half-naked body cursorily covered in a white paper sheet from the waist down. In the eyes of the medical profession, she was damaged, unfit. There was something about her unable to create an adequate new human, a problem as yet ironically indefinable by the science she had devoted her own life to. The apathetic nod from the senior medic and Ellen's evolving interpretation of it were things she already feared might stay with her for the rest of her life. She thought about it now as her running shoes negotiated the contours of ice and paving stones, as her brain subconsciously filed the number of steps remaining until she reached her apartment. The nod had been a gesture she might have asked him to repeat, had it been a spoken phrase. But no such subtlety can be replicated in quite the same way as a murmur might make clear. So she had simply watched him go, closing the door gently behind him.